Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. I can actually be incredibly brief because the distinguished delegate from Switzerland said more or less what I wanted to say in relation to this paragraph. We think we could probably work more reasonably given the nature of the square brackets in the first paragraph that the language proposed by the Philippines will probably work better. We seem to be on a better track with that right now. We do have some proposals for the first sentence. We're not entirely sure about the inclusion. Sorry, it's the language in red, just to be clear. We're not entirely sure about the inclusion here of applicable. We would prefer if it started with international law, in particular, international humanitarian law, including, inter alia, the principles of, and then it would read distinction, proportionality, and precaution and attack, etc. Just to clean up the text a little bit. In relation to the discussion on development or manufactured, I think development is a different concept. I think Canada may be referring more to design than development, actually. So development, to me, is entirely appropriate in these circumstances. And we would strongly suggest that development be retained here in the language. Also, my delegation had precisely the same concern around the language as it was originally proposed. I think the fix that has been proposed by Switzerland works for us, this as required by IHL. I think that goes a long way to getting us to where we need to be on this text. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair.